Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So guys, let's start with our Bronco team, BAM. First off, we have B for beta 2 agonist. These guys end in buterol, like L-buterol and levobuterol. So guys, just remember the B in buterol is used for brutal asthma attacks, since it's the first drug we use during severe asthma attacks, and it's the fastest acting bronchodilator. So the NCLEX keyword here is, it's the only rescue inhaler during acute asthma attacks, to be used before steroid inhalers. That's always a common NCLEX question. Now guys, big caution here. Selimetrol is a beta 2 agonist as well, but it's a slower acting, not a rescue inhaler. So not to be used during an acute asthma attack, since it ends in terol and not buterol. Now it's used commonly with a combination of steroids for longer term control of moderate to severe asthma. Now a common NCLEX question is, do not use fluticasone or selimetrol for the first signs of acute asthma attack. So during acute asthma attacks, guys, we give three drugs, and to be honest, sequence is key on the NCLEX. So use the memory trick AIM for the acute asthma attack. A for albuterol, which is always used first during brutal asthma, and not selimetrol, which is the slower acting one. I is for ipratropium, always used second, which we'll be covering next. And M is for methylprednisolone, brand name selimetrol, which is our steroid, always to be used last since steroids act so slow. And it has the word prednisolone, which kind of sounds like prednisone. So that's how you know it's a steroid. Now for the mechanism of action, these are beta 2 agonists, which activate beta 2 in the lungs, which dilates the bronchi, resulting in increased airflow. But it also activates beta 1 in the heart, which makes the heart go crazy fast. So the common side effect is a rapid heart rate. So just think albuterol amps up the body. Now, expected side effects for albuterol. Just think of the three T's. T for tachycardia and palpitations, T for tremor, and T for tossing and turning at night. Keyword for exams are insomnia and difficulty sleeping. So teach patients not to take it at bedtime. And guys, don't let the NCLEX trick you. Commonly chosen distractors, not constipation. That's a side effect for opioid pain meds, and not hives. That's totally an allergic reaction, not expected finding. Now, patient education, a little side note for asthmatic patients. We always avoid beta blockers that end in LOL, like atenolol, which can cause bronchospasms. And avoid NSAIDs like naproxen and ibuprofen, which can worsen asthma. Now, during an attack or a severe asthma attack, we instruct patients to take 2 to 4 puffs every 20 minutes for 3 rounds. Now the big key point here, guys, write this down. If it doesn't work after 3 doses, then you notify the HCP. And how do we evaluate if the med is effective? Well, we have decrease in respiratory rate. Example, 34 respirations go down to 24. And guys, the oxygen saturation is at least 90% or higher. Now a common HESI question asks about albuterol nebulizer, some expected findings after treatment. Well, there's going to be increased productive cough, reports of decreased anxiety, as well as mild bilateral hand tremors, guys. These are totally normal. Now, as far as administration, make sure you shake it before you take it. So remember, come on, shake it. Come on, shake it. Now, guys, the key point here is always make sure to shake it well. Then you breathe all the way out, push the inhaler, inhale and hold for a few seconds. Then exhale. Now, if we're taking with steroids too, the correct order is albuterol first to bronchodilate and open the lungs, and steroids second to get all that powder down into the deep lungs. Now, as far as cleaning the meter-dosed inhaler, we always clean the mouthpiece 1 to 2 times per week with warm water. Now, this does not have to be done after every use. Common NCLEX question. Only steroids are washed after every use, so guys, just think steroid inhalers go right in the sink after each use. Now, a common question on exit exams. They'll present a patient with severe asthma with their vital signs all screwed up. And they'll ask, which medication would you give? Select all that apply. So guys, remember, during asthma attacks, we give AIM, albuterol, ipratropium, and methylprednisolone. So guys, our correct options here are 2 for albuterol inhaler, 3 nebulizer ipratropium, and 5 IV methylprednisolone.